Can you hear me?
And no, now we can.
I'm sorry. I thought I had it on. I just pressed the record button from when we were in our breakout session.
Sorry, guys. I need to pull it up quickly.
Juju, can you share the screen for the meeting norms and the land acknowledgement?
Sure. Oops, and here you go.
Meeting norms. The board recognizes the importance of all stakeholder voices at OSA. Collaboration and community are essential to the viability of our school. The purpose of this meeting is for our board of directors to meet with each other and conduct school business, as well as to receive input from the school, staff, and the community via public comment. Public comment may be made on topics that relate to the school. After hearing a report, members of the public have the opportunity to offer comments in a designated time prior to the board discussion of that agenda item. Outside of public comment, members of the public are also welcome to observe the meeting. During virtual meetings, please use the raise hand function to make public comment. If you cannot use the raise hand function, you can sign up for public comment in the chat. We want to be sure to see all the signups, so keeping the chat clear when public comment signups are being called for is appreciated. You may sign up for public comment at any time prior to the conclusion of public comment for that agenda item. You do not need to wait for public comment to be called to sign up, and may sign up for public comment during the presentation of the report or at any time prior. You are not required to include your name with the comment. If you wish to remain anonymous for ease of identifying speakers, please provide a unique and appropriate pseudonym. To protect student and employee privacy, please refrain from using the name or any information that could imply the identity of any student or employee. The board chair may institute a reasonable time limit for all speakers prior to the beginning of public comment. To be sure of hearing from a variety of people, minutes may not be transferred to other speakers. The board cannot respond to public comment on non-agenda items. This does not mean the board is not listening. Staff will do our best to respond to chat comments throughout the meeting, but may not be able to respond to every single one. To be sure your comments are heard by board members, please sign up for public comment. If the comment thread becomes harassing or abusive or includes any information that could imply the identity of any student or employee, staff reserves the right to turn off the chat feature at its discretion. We strive to be a learning community that learns from each other. We are also a community comprised of people who care very deeply about the school. We recognize that all voices are not treated equally in our society, but aim to value and respect all voices equally in this forum. We may have different ideas of how to achieve goals, and we may feel passionately about our points of view. This needs to be a safe space for a variety of opinions. Finally, we address each other in a respectful manner to foster collaboration, build community, and to model good citizenship to our students. For clarification on the recording, board members should please state their names prior to speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio will be posted on the school website. OSA land acknowledgement. OSA is situated on Huichin, the unceded territories of the Chochoyano-speaking Lizon Ohlone peoples, who have lived upon this land since the beginning of time. Indigenous peoples in California, the Americas, and around the world are still here. OSA recognizes the historic genocide and ethnic cleansing inflicted upon Indigenous peoples in California and the Americas, including their forced removal from ancestral lands and the deliberate and systematic destruction of their communities and culture. These conditions are ongoing, and Indigenous people have been fighting against cultural erasure and for their sovereignty since the beginning of colonization. To this end, we as a community strive to honor the Indigenous members of our community, uplift their voices and contribution to arts and culture, center Indigenous people's worldviews in our classrooms, and support Indigenous sovereignty everywhere. This land acknowledgement is a small act in supporting Indigenous communities and centering the justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion work within the Oakland School for the Arts. Solidarity with Indigenous nations can include donating time and money to Indigenous-led organizations, amplifying the voices of Indigenous people leading grassroots change movements, and returning land.
Thank you very much, Sophia. So we're going to move on the agenda now to public comment on non-agenda items. Do we have any public comment on non-agenda items this evening? I see Carol for public comment. Go ahead, Carol.
I think this has sort of been said before, but if we could like think about the meeting times, because I like come straight from school and I'm aware like some parents have to pick up their children from school. And like maybe if we could like change the time just a little bit, like 4:45 or like 5:00. But yeah.
Thank you, Carol. I just want to note that we did send out a message to the whole community that the public part of the board meetings will start between 5:30 and 6:00 moving forward. The closed session part of the board meetings will start at 4:30. So we're hoping that that will enable people to participate in the public session of the board meetings. So I did want to make that note. Thank you. Any other public comment? This is on non-agenda items. No. Okay, so we're going to move on the agenda. We are going to move, Carol, your student report up to now on the agenda. Would you like to share your student leadership report?
Yes. Hi, my name is Carol Suarez. I'm the student of color representative on the board as well as OSA's vice president. I'm also the co-chair of Board Students of Color and member of the Equity Task Force. I'm currently a junior in the vocal sub pathway. Last meeting, I talked briefly about the student concerns when it comes to the amount of teachers of color we have when it comes to academics. The concern is still very much there. And I've been hearing lots of students talk about how we don't really see a representation when it comes to teachers of color and like in academics. Since the last meeting, we had an advisory about the gender neutral bathroom. My advisor was actually the one to plan it, but the advisory was about how to respect our non-cis gendered students. And I think it went really well. Me and another person from my advisory went to another advisory to help lead the discussion surrounding it. And I think it was taken very well by them. And lots of them were concerned about the amount of community we have. And in some way, like I was kind of happy to hear that. Like a lot of people want there to be a like tighter community when it comes to like OSA. On that note, BS Board Students of Color is hosting an affinity fair to unify students of color. You guys are all welcome to join. It takes place in Uptown on February 1st from 12:40 to 2:30, and there's going to be music. And the Board of Students of Color is really excited because it's been something we've been planning for so long, because we have seen and felt the divide between like certain like people like students of color, you know. And in the Equity Task Force, currently we're publishing some of all the rubrics we've been working on and finishing up others. And I'm aware that William brought up the bathroom issue. I don't know how much he talked about it, but in our council meetings, we've been talking a lot about the bathroom doors being bolted open. And a lot of people students are very concerned about their privacy. And I'm aware William talked to some admin about having bead curtains up as a way to like, you know, give us some type of like privacy when it comes to that. And I'm aware that there isn't much we could really do because, you know, bolting the doors open was a way to like help people and like safety, you know, like help people be able to use the bathroom in the correct way. But yes, I think that's it Is there anything you guys would like to hear for future presentations or anything you would like to hear now?
Questions from the board members? Oh, yes, we have public comment as well on the student board reports. So Karen, I see you signed up for public comment. Go ahead.
Hi, Carol. I just had a question regarding the affinity fair that you guys are going to have. How are you being supported from the administrative team, the equity task force, the parents? This is the first time I hear about it, so I don't think it has been communicated to the parent community yet. How can we help to make sure that, you know, you have the resources you need for your festivity? And is there any way we can do to help for it to be successful or easier on you guys as well?
Yeah, thank you so much. I've been trying to get in touch with the PTSA, I think that's what it's called, for help. And if you could please email me, because we do need help. And thank you so much, at carol.suarez@students.arts.org. But I don't know if email has been sent out to parents or to the school, but everyone is invited. I don't know if that really answered your question clearly, but admin has been, I guess, I don't know, there's not, because it's on a Wednesday, and I'm aware they have PD, which is professional development, so that's, I don't know, but what was I going to say? There has been support from, Ms. Stepter, and... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure if admin are very much aware of it. But yeah, hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, I'm no longer part of the PTSA, Carol. I used to be part of the APT, but I'm willing to get a group. As you know, the parent of color group still strong, and I can reach out to them. I know at least 10 parents, all people of color, would be more than willing to step forward and some allies and help as well. So maybe Juju, if you know, you coordinate with the PTSA or us, if we can get the word out as well, I can easily guarantee you. And I have your email from prior conversations. So, you know, if there's anything, I can also gather some help. But yeah, feel free to reach out. Parents of colors are still here to support you.
I have a comment.
Go ahead, Juju.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Carol. So please send me an email as well. I just want to make sure that you have the correct email to reach PTSA, and then we will definitely support you. You have no problems with that. So we'll definitely make sure the information gets out to our parents. I'll support you with our parent-facing databases, student-facing databases, and so the school is aware that this is happening. I'll also connect with Kayla. So you'll have the support of at least doing the outreach so that we can get you, so you can feel supported for putting on this event. So thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Carol, for your report. I think it would be good in the future, maybe not every report, but some of the reports, to talk a little bit about the middle school students. But I really appreciate all the information you shared with us this evening. Thank you so much. So we're going to move on the agenda. And the next item on the agenda is the OSA Sunshine proposal. For the non-certificated bargaining unit. So let me, I have a few points that are to be read for this particular item. So we are opening the floor for public comment. This is the public's opportunity to provide comments on OSA's Sunshine proposals before we start bargaining with COSATs over an initial CBA for the non-certificated union. The Sunshine proposal was entered into the public record at the last board meeting and has also been included in today's agenda packet. After comments are received, the board will have a public vote on whether to formally adopt the Sunshine proposal. So we are now in the public comment. Do we have public comment on this item? I see Wendy Snyder is signed up for public comment. Wendy, you want to go ahead?
Sure. Hi. My name is Wendy Snyder. I'm an academic and college counselor. It's my 12th year at OSA, my sixth year being a counselor. I'm also a parent of two alums, and I just want to put out my full-hearted support for this proposal for the classified staff to have negotiations and bargaining in a contract to be able to have their salary schedule and retirement package and all that they fully deserve. They're really the people that keep the school running. And I just wanted to put my wholehearted support out there to you. Thank you.
Thank you. We also have Andrew Youngie for public comment.
Thank you. I'm going to leave my camera because my screen is very weird. It's Marvin Gaye, but it's not working. So I'm going to turn that off. I just want to second what Wendy said. We know these people. We love these people. They're the glue that holds the institution together. They're practically family. And, you know, they've been doing an incredible job for years without a contract, and it's time to do it, and let's do right by them. And we love you guys. Thanks.
Thank you. Also, Karen Morfin for public comment.
I just want to second my support to the Sunshine proposal. My kids, the first thing they see when they come into OSA are the non-teaching staff, and they're welcoming. They're part of OSA, our community, and I hope you guys vote to approve this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. And, any other public comment? Molly Monarch for public comment.
Okay. Hi, thank you. I wanted to second what the people before me had said. I also want to make a comment about special education and the paras that are in the Sunshine proposal. I think it's really important for the kids and the parents to have a fixture of paras around their kids. And I feel like now more than ever, especially since the audition thing isn't around anymore, that more kids with IEPs are going to come. And I feel like that paras right now should stay as long as they can. So that's why I fully support the Sunshine proposal. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So seeing that there is no more public comment, open for a board motion to our board questions, but we need a board motion to adopt the Sunshine proposal so we can take a vote.
So moved.
Second. Thank you, Sophia. Thank you, Wylene. Any board discussion? Okay, no board discussion. So we'll go ahead and take a roll call vote. We'll start with Amy Ahmad.
I approve.
Thank you. Sophia Fassad.
Approve.
Thank you. Wylene Uber.
Approve.
Thank you. And I will vote to approve as well, Josefina Alvarado Mena, for the record. So the proposal is approved and we will be moving on to the next steps. So thank you everybody who participated in that proposal and the public comment section of the agenda. So we are gonna keep it rolling now and take up our next agenda item, which I believe is the consent agenda. We have a few things on the consent agenda this evening. We have the resolution to continue to meet remotely. That is good for the next 30 days. We also have the resolution to authorize the bank signer at Summit Bank. We have the resolution for Alameda County direct deposit of apportionments. We have the approval for the updated board meeting calendar. And then we have the approval of board minutes for May 26th, June 9th, December 15th, August 31st, and September 17th of 2022. So I will entertain a motion from a board member to approve the consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Thank you, Eileen. And thank you, Sophia. You're fast on the draw today. Any board discussion on the consent agenda? Oh, actually, before we go forward, is there any public comment on the consent agenda? Okay, no public comment. So we'll go back to if there's any board discussion on the consent agenda before we vote. No? Okay, well, let's keep it going then. Amy?
I approve.
Thank you. Wailing?
Approve.
Thank you. Sophia?
Approve.
Thank you. And I also vote to approve Josefina Alvarado Mena for the record. So the consent agenda passes. We have one other item on the agenda tonight. We are tabling the academic report and the advancement report for this evening. We will hear both of those at the February meeting. We have the next item is the approval of the annual fiscal audit. Amy, I'm going to turn it over to you for introduction of this item.
Sure. Thank you, Josefina. Yes, the Finance Committee met a few weeks ago and reviewed our June 30, 2022 fiscal audit. The audit report is included in the materials, and our external auditors once a year come in, review our books and records, and give us an opinion as to whether or not those records properly reflect our financial situation. The auditors this year did give us an unqualified opinion, which means that all of the financial transactions do properly represent our financial situation, and they did not have any comments about inappropriate internal controls or any issues that they found. I see Joyce Montgomery is on the line, our financial consultant who navigated through that audit and got us that clean report. So thank you so much to Joyce for representing us well. And just wanted to share with the community that there were no issues with the audit. So I'll open it up for any public comment or questions. Karen, public comment?
Yeah, I'm just going, so I look at the audit and I just wanted to see if there were any pending or outstanding litigations from last year due to the unpaid labor that we still had with prior employees and if that has been resolved. I didn't see any notations on the audit. And that was a pending item from last year. And then also I wanted to ask if there were any changes to the projected revenue on the, because from my notes from last year, there was some I'm sorry, I'm really sick. There were some projections that some of the billboard revenue was going to go down, and I don't see any major shifts either. So I just wanted to point those out as pending on items from last year's audit. I just wanted to see if there were any comments on that.
Thank you. I think I'll need to turn it over to management addressing. In general, the audit is sort of prior looking. So it's from June 30, 2022 and our prior year financial information. So future projections wouldn't be included in that. But let me turn it over to Mike.
Yeah, I think a combination of me and Joyce, but Karen, I am sorry you're sick, first of all, but I'm going to ask you to clarify the first part of your question because I didn't fully understand.
Are there any pending liabilities from the unpaid labor to prior employees that was still pending as of last year's audit?
Joyce, are you aware of what unpaid labor? I just don't know what you mean by unpaid labors.
So this is the wages for which our prior employees were in litigation with OSA because they had not been received all their compensation to their pension.
STIRS contributions? Are you?
You got it. Specifically yeah.
Joyce, are you willing to address that?
Well, what I can say is that the auditors reach out to our legal counsels directly and get responses back directly from the legal counsels regarding the potential for any future liabilities or future litigation. And we do not necessarily get to see those responses. So I would have to assume that since there's no comment, there's no entry for any unexpected liability, that the comments were neutral. That's about all I can say about that.
And Karen, the second part you were asking about billboards, if I heard you correctly, you were saying we anticipated a loss in billboard revenue and it wasn't reflected in the audit. Is that what you were suggesting?
Yeah, we in the last audit, on the comments that I noted from last year, was that there was an expectancy that we may not have as much billboard revenue, and there were no comments regarding that. Either.
Yeah, I don't have the audit in front of me, but I have detailed information regarding the billboard revenue. And what I can say is it's entirely unpredictable. I think the expected decrease was due to pandemic and reduction in, the revenue is based on what is actually happening based on advertising revenue for the billboard itself. And if the loss that we expected was not shown there, it's because it didn't happen. I mean, we've just done a full audit internally of billboard all the way back to 2005 when the agreement started to make sure everything is as expected and that there are no red flags in that process.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, back to you, Amy.
If there's no additional public comment, then we will take a board vote on approving the audit.
So we need a motion to approve the audit.
So moved.
Thank you, Sophina. We need a second.
Second.
Thank you, Eileen. Any other board discussion on this item? Okay, we'll take a roll call vote. Amy.
Approved.
Thank you. Sophia?
Approve.
Thank you. Wailing?
Approve.
Thank you. And I will approve it as well. Yes, Josefina Alvarado Mena for the record. Okay. I believe that concludes our meeting for, let me say thank you, Joyce, for all of your efforts to get this audit completed. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Amy, for chairing this through the Finance Committee. So I think we are done with our agenda for this evening. We will adjourn the meeting. Thank you everyone for joining us, and have a peaceful evening. Bye-bye.